One of the remarkable things that you see in the Avo versus their counterparts, the other family, is the ease with which everybody else seems to build families. At the end of last week's parsha, we see that Esav builds this tremendous family, multiple wives, multiple kids. It's effortless. And yet, you look at Yaakov and you see, yeah, Yaakov had in the end 12 children, but it was not a simple feat to have that. And at the same time, you could see that with Abraham. Abraham has his two kids and then his subsequent kids afterwards, but it's with great effort that he has those kids. And then, almost as a footnote, at the end of Vayera, we're told, oh, yeah, Betuel and Nahor, they had their family. And what kind of effort? It doesn't seem like there is such an effort. And I think that the thing that we have to kind of sit there and wonder is, what message does the Torah want us to derive from all this? What are we supposed to get from all this? So perhaps a very beautiful answer could be suggested as following. Rashi does explain at the beginning of Vayeshev that there is a tremendous amount of anxiety on Yaakov's part when he sees, look how incredibly large Esav is. But I think there also could be an additional piece of it where Esav also had his family so quickly and so easily. And that's not what Yaakov's story is. Why is that? Perhaps what the Torah is trying to show us is that yes, the Avot had to work harder to have kids. And that was done on purpose. God wanted them to appreciate the gift that they had. And it's truly a gift when it doesn't come easy. But when it comes simply that a person just has their kids and their family with effortless amounts of put into it, then what ends up happening is they don't fully appreciate it. Esav might not have appreciated his children the same way Yaakov did. That is a truly incredible message, I believe, that the Torah wants us to remember, is that no pain, no gain. You have to work hard to get what you have. But when you work hard and you get it, you appreciate it all the more. I think that it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to look at the brachos in our life and recognize, even if something comes easily, that it truly is a blessing. But certainly when something comes to us with great difficulty and great challenge, it's something that we have to appreciate all the more. Have a great day.